Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Thursday is the weekend. I think at Kent State we learned that Thursday is when the weekend officially started. But
explains your C-plus average.
Well, let's see. Thanks, Jeff. You're really nice. I wonder how it was at Ohio State for Tom Withers. Because it's not news until Tom Withers says so. And, of course, you know Tom. Is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So many things to talk about, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Tom.
Hang on a second.
Weeks where the weekend never ended at Ohio State.
It never ended, right? The weekend started on Monday at Ohio State in Columbus.
There was always somebody either on the dorm floor or in the fraternity house that had just finished up a big test and was looking to go out and managed to drag me along half the time. So anyway.
And despite that, you've had a fine career, Tom. Well done.
Is it true?
So to speak. Thank you.
You were the reason they put the ropes up on High Street back in the day. Is that true?
God, High Street, man. I've gone back there a couple times in recent years. It doesn't look anything the same.
No.
All those bars on South Campus are gone. It's amazing what, by the way, and anybody who either went to school there or has kids down there or whatever now, it's amazing the transformation that campus has made over the last 20 years or so. It's just incredible.
Or pseudo thought they went there because they were at Kent State and they were down there every weekend.
Same. I could say the same from folks from Miami, Ohio,
yes.
U, BG, everybody. Yeah.
Oh,
all good.
We could talk about me and Mr. Mustards all day long, but let's move into what's going on right now. First, let's start with the NBA. We'll start with the Cavaliers. They're up 2-0 in this series. Jeff and I have said it numerous times over the last couple of days. This is the kind of, other than maybe the third quarters, this is the kind of Cavalier basketball I think we've been waiting to watch all season long.
Yeah, except it's been a bit of a rock fight, hasn't it? I mean, you'd like to see a little bit of fluidity and flow in the games, and there hasn't been that, which is kind of what I expected, to be honest, guys. You know, two defensive-minded teams, two defensive-minded coaches. You know, I think we all waited to see what Donovan Mitchell was going to look like. And he's looked good so far. You know, it seems like he's got that burst. He's got that lift back in his game. He's moved really well. I think it was pretty obvious that a week off really helped him a lot. And then you didn't see him maybe move as well in game two as he did in game one because he didn't have the recovery time. So that's one thing. You know, I think from a Cavs standpoint, you've got to be really pleased with the fact that they've come out and they've played tough, right? We've spent the last year talking about, you know, the softness and how they got beaten up by the Knicks last year. And Jared Allen has been an absolute force in these first two games. And I think from the Cavs standpoint, you know, they haven't played very well, but they haven't had to just because the Magic have shot it so poorly. So I expect them to go home where the rims are a little kinder and the noise is on their side. And I expect the Magic to play much better tonight.
Tom, I'm with you on that. I have enjoyed the balance offensively by the Cavaliers, not just scoring, but shot distribution as well. Does that sit well with everybody? Does that work? You know, like when Donovan was out in the third quarter in game two and Darius stepped up, did a really nice job. I just thought everybody complimented each other the way that we wanted to see it happen all season long, on a regular basis anyway.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Jeff. I think what was difficult in game two, like it felt like they were trying to manage the lead in the second half, right? And I think it put Darius in that situation where, and I know, you know, fans complain about it, and rightfully so to a degree, where he's kind of dribbling around and there doesn't seem to be very much of a, you know, commitment, what have you, on offense. And I felt like the Cavs should have, if they just kept moving the ball and, you know, and sharing it and what have you, that they win that game, you know, going away by 18 to 20 points. And that didn't happen. And I think what was scary, I mean, from a Cleveland fan standpoint, was that in both games, Jeff, you know, down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the Magic had whittled those leads down to single digits. And there's been two occasions where they had wide open looks at threes from the corner and they missed them both. Otherwise, that turns into a 6-point game in both games with about 3 minutes to go. And then you're dealing with, you know, a bad call, a turnover, you know, what have you, from really being in a game. So listen, they took care of business at home. I still think this is going to be a long series, Jeff and Andy. I thought it would go 6 or 7 at the start. I still feel that way. I think it's going to be really imperative for the Magic to get back in it, to get Banchero going, you know, like he needs to. I mean, he, you know, is obviously a young player, first time through the playoff experience, and there's something to be said for that. But he's got a 30-plus point game in him, and I think that's the dangerous thing for the Cavs, is that, you know, they haven't played particularly well, but the Magic have been horrendous through two games.
It's been strange to watch them shoot so poorly, Tom, and I can't give the Cavs defense all the credit for that. It's been good, but it's not been that good. The Magic have just been bad. Offensively for the Cavs, the one thing I think is interesting, their averages in the playoffs, Darius is down a little bit, like 4 points a game. But other than that, the two big guys are basically averaging what they average during the regular season. It just feels like it's all been incorporated a little bit better in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I think the balance has been really good there. I think it was important for Evan Mobley to feel a couple of those shots, you know, go down. And my goodness, you know, he hits two threes, I think, in the first three possessions of the series. So that was both good and bad, because you can kind of fall into a false sense of security with that. But I've liked his aggressiveness, Jeff. I like the way that Mobley's grabbing the ball and being assertive, especially when, you know, the Magic have been caught in some really bad switches where you've got Cole Anthony on Mobley, and at least the Cavs and Evan have recognized that, hey, get him the ball and let him go to work. And so that's been good. I think the bench will – listen, we talk a lot about Caris LeVert and what he brings to this team. And there's nights where you're not sure what you're going to get, and there's also the potential for Caris to go off for 28 to 34 points. And I think that is still there as well. I think you've also seen, you know, those little intangibles that both George Niang and Max Strus bring to this team, right? Strus comes up with 9 rebounds in game one, gives you all those kind of extra effort plays. And I think that's been good from a Cavs standpoint as well, guys, is that – you know, they're winning these 50-50 balls. They're getting down on the floor. They're doing the things that they need to do that they didn't do a year ago against the Knicks, and I think that bodes them well going forward in this series and beyond.
Tom, I know we talk about this time of year every year about the physical play that we see in the playoffs. Like it. I've heard a lot of people complain, though, like, hey, why don't they call, you know, why don't they let them play during the regular season? Why do they suddenly let them play during the playoff? I love playoff basketball.
I do too. You know? Yeah, I'm with you. It's actually a different game, isn't it, guys? I mean, it really is. It's officiated entirely differently. And I know, I think the casual NBA fan has a really hard time with that, where I think those of us that have been watching the game for decades, in this case, really like the physicality of it and the fact that they're not going to blow the whistle and something really egregious or an advantage is gained by one side or the other. So, you know, I've been okay with it so far. I think it's going to be that physical and more tonight down in Orlando. I think we got to really keep a close eye on those beloved Wagner brothers and what they're going to bring to the floor tonight, because you know, those guys know that, you know, they're going to need to get their teammates fired up. They're going to need to get that fan base fired up. And that's a really good, by the way, that's a good home court. Anybody that plays in the league or travels through the league will tell you that Orlando is a tough place to play. And it's indicative in the fact that the Magic went 29 and 12 during the regular season. So the Cavs got their hands full down there tonight.
One thing that strikes me, Tom, and we'll move on to the NFL draft. Whenever in the arena they put up the M for Michigan with the Wagner brothers, I always think, what's Caris LeVert think? Poor Caris. Hey, wait a minute. NFL draft tonight. You expect anything that you're going to be writing saying the Browns stunned somebody?
No, I don't. In fact, I think it tells you all you need to know is that the Browns told us to stay away from Berea tonight, much like they're doing for the second year in a row. I think, you know, they'll gather there, obviously, but we'll be monitoring it on television. Listen, the Browns just don't have the assets right now to make a move, to move themselves, you know, unless they're going to, you know, suddenly trade your starting quarterback and do something really radical, but we're not at that point. And so, I don't expect anything to happen tonight. Obviously, they're locked in for the moment with the number 54 pick tomorrow night. You know, some interesting possibilities there. You know, I think they're going to look for, in my mind, I think they're going to look for either a wide receiver or a tight end at that spot. You know, I think people forget that, you know, Harrison Bryant is no longer on this roster. I think we all remember how much Kevin Stefanski values that position. So that's one that I have circled for tomorrow night at 54.
These drafts, man. I can't wait till we get back in the first. I mean, I can wait till we get back in the first round because I hope that it's a late first round pick when we start looking at things next year.
Yeah, it's, you know, Andy, you're right. I mean, it's indicative of where this team is at right now, right? I mean, they made the boldest move, arguably, in franchise history a couple of years ago, and you had to give up all those picks to be in the spot you're in. And I think the frustrating part of that is, Andy, is that it has just not come to fruition to this point, right, for a lot of reasons. You know, we've only seen Deshaun Watson on the field for 12 games. Everybody is kind of, you know, lighting their candles to make sure that shoulder is going to heal up and he's going to be what was promised when they made this big move. So, I don't know. I had enough years where the Browns were picking in the top 10 or the top 5 or whatever. This has been a nice change here over the last couple of years from a selfish standpoint.
Tom Withers joining us from the Associated Press. Tom, in listening to Andrew Berry, in listening to Kevin Stefanski, listening to Deshaun, you hear everybody kind of say, yep, on schedule, and nobody's saying he's good for week one yet. We understand that. We hear with Nick Chubb, boy, he's working hard and everything else, and we hope Nick's and you hear all that. If in your gut, what's more likely? Who's more likely, I guess the better way to put it, to be ready week one, and who's more likely to play more games this year?
Well, I think, you know, obviously I think Deshaun is, you know, much further along in his recovery from a surgery that was not nearly as – Nick had two surgeries last summer, right? So, you know, he's a ways away. I do think we'll see him on the field at some point this year, Jeff, but I don't think it's going to be any time before, you know, let's say mid-November, December. And, you know, and Nick Chubb is, you know, not human in many regards in terms of like his physical stature and what he's able to do. So I'll put no limitations on Nick Chubb. As far as Deshaun is concerned, you know, we have not seen him throw yet. We haven't even seen videos of him throwing yet. No. So we don't know exactly what he's able to do from a physical limitation standpoint. I think it's going to be, we're going to hit these milestone markers coming up though, you know, next month with OTAs. And then as we go further ahead, I thought it was interesting last week to hear him kind of punt the decision on whether he's going to play in the preseason already, that there's no, oh yeah, I'll be out there. It's like, well, we're going to wait and see. And I think it literally is, Jeff, a day-to-day, week-to-week reevaluation of where he's at, you know, what kind of strength, you know, they put him through every possible test that there is to see how that shoulder is reacting to stress or what have you. And then let's be honest, guys, the bottom line is he's going to have to go out there on the field at some point and take a big hit, and everybody's going to hold their breath and see how he comes out of it. So, and then I think what's going to be interesting also, guys, going forward is how is he going to adapt his game now? Is he going to be able to get out and run like he used to, you know, knowing that the next big hit could be, a bad one. So lots of things to look at. You know, we've got – the good thing is that we've got weeks, if not months, to get this all sorted out.
I give Andrew Berry a lot of credit, Tom, because I think he made two signings. The Jameis Winston signing obviously attracted some attention. I think Jameis still has really good football ahead of him, and I have always been a Deontay Foreman fan, a guy who has had to fight for everything he's had in the league. I like that signing, and I think even if Nick is unable to do a lot this year,
I'm with you.
I kind of like the running back group.
Totally agree, Jeff. I thought that was, you know, he's a guy that's always intrigued me, right? He's that kind of back that you watched and said, boy, he'd be a nice fit here. And now he is here. And I think you're right, Jeff. That is indicative maybe of, you know, where Nick is at and what, you know, what this team feels like it needs to have before Chubb gets back on the field. So, yeah, and I, you know, a couple years ago, I had a lot of people telling me that Jameis Winston would have been a perfect fit even before they got Deshaun Watson. It was a guy that, you know, seemed to still have something in him. You know, obviously we've only had a little time with him, but what I've heard from everybody and everywhere he's been is what a great locker room guy he is. And that's no different than we heard about Jacoby Brissett, right? But I think there's a little bit more high-end football in Jameis at this point. And I think the Huntley signing too was intriguing to me as well, Jeff. You know, another guy who, you know, we've seen on the field play against the Browns here and play well. And a guy that, you know, if nothing else, when you have him in that quarterback room, is going to be able to replicate some of these other, you know, out of the pocket type players, you know, against your scout team and against your defense and what have you. So, yeah, they did a lot of things to that quarterback room. And again, I think that's, you know, if any team learned last year that, you know, just like you can never have enough pitching, you can never have enough quarterbacks in this league, especially what the Browns went through last year.
Tom, knowing your college football background, I'd love to ask you this question. How do you think NIL and that extra year because of the pandemic is not – I don't know that it's going to affect today or tomorrow, but I do think that the Browns have enough picks that will be affected by the impact of NIL and the extra year of college football. I'm really interested to see what these last
couple of rounds look like. The transfer portal as well. I think there's a huge conversation there. And, I was going to ask that last week, and I think Zach Jackson beat me to the punch in asking Andrew about that, just in terms of even how they view these kids – Andy, that have had that extra year in school, and the kids that don't transfer. And Andrew was interesting in when he said, you know, you look at a kid and go, well, why didn't he transfer? You know, if he wanted a chance to play, he's got the opportunity, unlike, you know, players before him ever had that chance. So,
I thought that was a great answer from him the other day, just because he would look at those. You could probably read the room better, but, you know, I almost could see him looking at these kids that were transferring, looking at those kids like they had a third eye, like, what's wrong with this kid? And now it's like, why don't you?
Yeah, listen, you know, we could do a 17-day show on how, you know, NIL has impacted college football, and then in turn, you know, how that rolls forward into the NFL world. So, there's a lot there. But, yeah, it is interesting. It's interesting now how teams are evaluating these kids in terms of character and, in terms of both their on-field and off-field production in this world of NIL, which I still don't have a good grasp on. In fact, I still can't believe we're kind of dealing with the wild, wild west on this. And there doesn't seem to be any regulations or any restrictions, and anybody can kind of go out in this free enterprise system and get what they want. So it's a little bit dangerous and a bit of a slippery slope still.
Tom, last thing, I'm curious to see what teams make moves for quarterbacks tonight, and to me this thing screams buyer beware on some of these guys because there's going to be some high prices paid to move up in the draft to get a quarterback.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and boy, aren't you glad that the Browns aren't in that position anymore, right,
yeah,
Jeff?
Actually,
at least for the time being, right? So,
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's really tough to evaluate these kids more now so than ever. And especially, I think, guys, what we've seen, look at how much the game has changed in the last 5 years, let alone the last 15, right? You know, what kind of quarterbacks are successful anymore? Well, we've seen the wide range of that. We've seen the wide range of that right here in Cleveland. So it's tougher than ever, Jeff. I think, you know, I feel bad for some of those franchises that have been, you know, like much like the Browns were for the better part of two decades, kind of always chasing after that carrot and trying to figure out what's going to work. And, you know, it feels like sometimes what works in Buffalo doesn't work in Cleveland, and what works in Cleveland doesn't work in Houston, and vice versa. So, yeah, it's tough. It's, you know, it's not easy to evaluate these kids. I think the good thing is that for those teams that are really, you know, really hurting for a quarterback right now, there's some really good ones at the top of this board, much like it seems like there always are.
Tom, as always, you know, we appreciate you, and it's not news until Tom Withers says so. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Thomas.
Have a good day, guys. Enjoy. See you.
Thank you. All right, he's Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.